Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Car Guys vs. Bean Counters: The Battle for the Soul of American Business is a business memoir and industry critique by former General Motors Vice Chairman Bob Lutz. Drawing on decades of experience at GM, Ford, Chrysler, and BMW, Lutz uses the American auto industry as a case study for a larger argument about corporate leadership. His central concern is the conflict between product-minded executives, who care about design, performance, and customer appeal, and cost-centered managers, who prioritize process, control, and spreadsheet logic. The book is less a technical history of automobiles than a direct defense of product leadership in modern business. Through examples from car development, planning, and marketing, Lutz argues that companies can lose competitiveness when they become overly bureaucratic and detached from the customer. It is aimed at readers interested in management, industrial culture, and the auto business, especially those who want an insider account of how large corporations can drift away from making things people actually want to buy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the clash between product judgment and cost-only management. This section must be read as a corporate culture argument, not just an auto industry complaint. Lutz believes good products require leaders who can evaluate desirability directly, rather than through layers of procedure. That makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in how internal incentives shape what companies build. Secondly, why bureaucracy can produce bland cars that miss the customer. The broader implication is that bureaucracy can become self-justifying. Once organizations start valuing compliance above usefulness, they can keep producing cars that meet internal rules while steadily losing relevance in the marketplace. Thirdly, GM is a case study in how internal standards can override common sense. GM therefore functions in the book as more than a company history. It is a demonstration of how institutions can confuse rigor with value, and why leaders need the authority to challenge inherited standards when those standards no longer serve the buyer. Fourthly, the Chevy Volt as a strategic halo product, not an immediate profit play. This topic broadens the book beyond internal culture and into strategy. Lutz is arguing that product development should include long-term positioning, even when the immediate business case is uncomfortable. Lastly, a defense of Car Guys as a model for leadership in American business. In that sense, the book offers a practical leadership standard organizations should keep finance in service of product, not product in service of finance. This is the principle that unifies the entire work. In conclusion, Car Guys versus Bean Counters should be read by business leaders, automotive professionals, management students, and readers interested in how large organizations make product decisions. It is especially useful for anyone trying to understand why strong companies sometimes produce weak offerings, even when their financial controls are sophisticated. The practical value of the book lies in its insistence that customer appeal, design judgment, and product intuition are not soft extras but core business peripeties. Lutz explains how internal systems can reward caution, delay, and compromise, and why those habits can quietly erode competitiveness. Compared with many business books, it stands out because it comes from an experienced insider who worked at the center of the industry he criticizes. That gives the book a concreteness that abstract management theory often lacks. It is also distinctive for treating automobiles as a lens on American corporate culture more broadly. Readers looking for a simple celebration of cars may find something sharper here, a direct argument about leadership, organizational priorities, and the danger of letting process replace purpose. The book's combination of memoir, industry analysis, and management critique gives it lasting relevance in any sector where product quality matters. If you would like to support Bob Lutz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.